sechs Seiten und ein Verzerrer. Vom Punkrock über Hardcore bis zum New Metal auf Colorradio Dresden. 98,4 und 99,3 MHz. Und im Internet auf colorradio.org. Something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be missing. Hard rock, hallelujah. Hard rock, hallelujah. The saints are tripled on this sinner's night. No star the lamps with no guiding light. Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei mir, Martin, sechs Seiten und ein Verzerrer. Heute wird die Sendung in Englisch stattfinden, denn ich habe eine Band aus Südafrika am Telefon. So, we start in English now. Hello, Peter, are you with me?
Hi, Martin. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're really quiet here.
I'm really quiet, is that
right? Yeah, really quiet. It's better. Now it's better. Now, yeah, now it's better. Good. It's a first time for me, band from Africa, from the continent Africa, and it's now it's the southest, the country that's most in the south, it's South Africa. It's really crazy for me. So, thanks for being with me. Bandcamp
is an. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Bandcamp is an interesting place, and the internet brings people together, or it divides. It depends on.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, it's most of the time it's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Good. How did you get your band name?
The history of the band is kind of that I used to be in another band called Conqueror in another city called Johannesburg before I moved down to Cape Town. And Conqueror actually ended up touring Europe as well a couple of years ago. They played with a band called Ashes from Belgium, another hardcore band. But anyway, after I left Johannesburg to come to Cape Town to work, I moved down here and I met a bunch of friends through shows and stuff. And the vocalist at the time, Byron, he actually came up with the name, and we just thought it sounded cool and it was something that hadn't really been used before. And we wanted to make the band's theme kind of this idea that the music is for the underdog, you know, for people that are maybe not really heard. Or people that are down and out, whoever that may be, you know, we felt that the word peasant kind of, it represented people that were kind of down and out and unheard, and we thought it just sounded cool, so we went with peasant.
Okay, that sounds, hardcore is more critical to the society and more political in a good way than it is in Europe. We are not so political hardcore scene. We are more a fashion scene, I would say. It's a little bit not so nice. It's not every band, but it's more fashion scene than real lifestyle.
Right. Yeah, I think you might even get that kind of thing here as well. I think it very much depends from band to band.
Yes.
But I guess it is what it is.
Okay. Could you invite the rest of the band members? Not invite, it's einladen. Vorstellen. Not explain.
Introduce.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, yes. Introduce.
Cool, no problem. So the rest of the band, there's five of us in the band. I play guitar, and my brother Audrey does the vocals. Then we have Keegan, who plays bass. We have Graham, who plays drums. And we have Emmanuel, who also plays guitar.
Okay. Now the first song we've heard from you was from the new EP called Kingdom. Would you tell us something about the last and the next song? The last song was The Message. The next song is Crack of the Bell.
So The Crack of the Bell is it was our main single for the EP. It is, I think it's about 2 minutes long. Yeah, it's a very anti-establishment song. It's you know, in South Africa we have a big problem with corruption in government, and a lot of people end up suffering because of that. And the song is kind of it's born out of frustration with, you know, the fact that South Africa has such a big leadership problem and that so many people have to suffer because of that. And the song is basically about, it uses medieval themes within a modern context to kind of, express our frustration with the whole system, I guess. It's the main single off of the EP, and we have a music video out on YouTube for it if anybody wants to go and check it out. But yeah, that's that song.
By the crack of the bell! Crack off the-
Yeah, I just feel the anger and the frustration. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry for my German. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the broadcast before was about the Fortress Europe. I think it's the right word. So the last song of you is about anger, hate, and... people that are suffering from the politics, yeah. From the economy, from the society, maybe sometimes. And so I can only say from the Euro perspective,
yeah.
To Africa, fuck the Fortress Europe, fuck borders and refugees, welcome. We are left wing. Radio, so everybody could know this in our we have Germany have some parts, maybe some regions like it is in South Africa, provinces, or I would say, and we live in Saxony, and that's a really white right wing province. A lot of Nazis,
okay.
Really right wing, lot of Nazi scum is here. They they also love Hitler. Yeah,
okay.
And it's really not funny, and you have to say this a lot of times in radio in Saxony.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad that you guys, sounds like you guys are doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's not so easy in Saxony, but it's necessary. Yeah. So,
Good.
How did you develop as a band?
Like I said, it was a couple years ago, I moved down from Johannesburg to Cape Town. It was probably about 5-6 years ago. I moved down to work and to move in with my girlfriend, and I've usually been pretty active in bands, like kind of growing up and stuff, and I just wanted to make music again. So when I got together with the original lineup, it was actually at a show. It was at a venue in Cape Town called Assembly for a Band. That's called Every Time I Die. They're from the States. And I met up with a bunch of friends there, and they heard that I was looking to put something together. So we all met up and worked on some songs, and that was kind of it. I would say that I'm actually the only original member still in the band from about 7 years ago. But the evolution of our music has kind of changed from a more punker, crustier D-beat kind of sound into a more metallic hardcore, maybe a little bit more metal, you could say, I guess.
It's metalcore.
Yes, yeah, I would maybe agree with that. I think that we're probably leaning more into that these days than anything else. I guess I would still consider us a hardcore band just because of our ethics and the way that we work around the band, and you know. I guess we have moved from a more punk to a metal thing, but a lot of our influences still stay the same from early on. So, yeah.
I think the philosophy of punk is better than the music, and in metal it's other way. The music is better than the philosophy.
Right on.
So you can put bring both good things together in hardcore punk, yeah, or metallic hardcore or metalcore. But also the metalcore scene in Germany is really unpolitical, really unpolitical. So yeah, it's nice to hear you and your lyrics. So next question is about this. What are your lyrics about? Do you have a band motto? Who writes the lyrics?
These days, most of our lyrics, I guess our lyrics have always been socio-political. You know, a lot of it is commentary on how, you know, things that upset us, things that honestly make us upset, which is usually stuff, like I said, to do with frustration with leadership in our country, frustration with a lot of income inequality and poverty, and you know, our country has a history of displacing people because of their race, and that's sometimes that we still chat about, we still have lyrics about that. You know, it's a complicated, the politics in South Africa can be very complicated, because they, even though we are a newer country, there are so many things that still have caused problems in South Africa. And most of the time we just mention how we feel about them. I wouldn't say that we're super, super political. Like, you know, a lot of the band members that have come and gone have had different political viewpoints, but we've always felt that it's important to at least touch on subjects that we feel are unheard by most heavy music listeners. So, you know, I guess, like you mentioned, it's not very, it's not super common that, like, a lot of heavy bands are, you know, politically astute, I would say, in terms of just, you know, hearing people out that need to be heard. So, yeah, we try and do that. We try and do that with all of our music. Yeah.
Yeah, I like your philosophy of your band. Okay. Next question: What style of music do you play? What are your musical influences?
I guess, like we said,
so das sollte nicht passieren. It shouldn't happen, but it could happen with South Africa. Now I play music and I call Peter again. Hello, Peter, are you with me?
Hi.
Yeah, sure, you are with you. Me. I'm so glad. The end of this song, called Kingdom, sounds a little bit like Beatdown. Okay. Do you want to say something about the lyrics of Kingdom?
I guess Kingdom has... it's got a lot to do again with being bummed out and upset and frustrated. I think I would say it's more typically to do with the way that people are kind of technologically obsessed these days. The lyrics kind of touch on this idea of, you know, taking a step back and looking at your environment and trying to connect with people in a way that is not necessarily just through your phone or something like that, which isn't always easy. But it's a song about trying to take some control back in terms of all of that stuff and not being too obsessed with it, I guess.
Okay. Three songs are your newest songs, or?
Yes.
Yeah, these are from this year, or?
Yes, so they were released, I think it was May of this year, May 28th, yeah.
Okay, so now we try it with this question. I hope it's not a bad omen. What style of music do you play? What are your musical influences?
I like to call it metallic hardcore. Some people will call it metalcore. Some people like to call it hardcore. Some people like to call it metal. We're not really too bothered about genres and that kind of thing. We're all inspired by a lot of different music. You know, everything from the hardcore punk classics like Black Flag and Minor Threat, Bad Brains, all the way to death metal, things like Cannibal Corpse, Sepultura, Entombed. But I would say that a lot of our newer material has been inspired by a lot of newer metalcore. I wouldn't say that we try to, copy anyone too much, but we kind of took inspiration in terms of production and songwriting in a way that we haven't really done before, because I think it's just more natural to us to have that kind of sound go with the more metal sound rather than a punk sound, I guess. That's it. We listen to lots of different music.
Good. The next songs from you are not from the EP, it's from the album.
Cool.
So, yeah, you sent me the music, thanks. So, next song is Life's End. I want to play two songs, and next is Pierce End, like your band, it's right, or?
Okay, cool.
Good. And the album called, now I have to look, Unrest.
That's probably the album's called Unrest Eternal.
Yeah. Good. Now, and we can talk about the songs later after the songs.
Great.
Ihr hört gerade sechs Seiten und einen Verzerrer vom Punkrock über Hardcore bis zum New Metal. Wenn ihr für meine Sendung Konzerttipps habt, ihr möchtet als Band mal in meiner Sendung sein, habt Feedback oder Musikwünsche, dann meldet euch bei mir. Tut dies über facebook.com/6 Seiten und ein Verzerrer als Wort, alles zusammengeschrieben, oder via E-Mail 6 als Zahl, Seiten und ein Verzerrer als Wort, @colorradio.org.
Yeah!
what was the last song about? That's really, that was a terror for my ears. It was good terror, but oi, oi, oi.
So that song, that song's called Sirens. That's it's mostly about, you know, our neglect for the planet. And it's this kind of idea that, you know, one day there might not be anything left for us, and that we kind of have to work together to make the whole thing happen. But it's not a very, it's not a super positive song, I guess. But, you know, it's honest. It's pissed off, I guess.
Yeah, but Life's End, the first song from your album, it's really great song. Oh yeah, I love this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love it. It's so much groove. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, good. Now we came to the funny part of the interview. What time would you like to live if... I start again. What time would you like to live in if you could climb in a time machine?
Wow. Man, that's kind of hard to say. I would guess... I think it would be cool to be around in the 80s when metal and punk was actually on the radio all the time, you know. That would be kind of cool. I'm a big Slayer fan, a big Metallica fan, so it would have been cool to be in a time where those guys were on TV and you could like hear them on the radio, I guess. Because, you know, in South Africa we don't. It was better a couple of years ago, but rock radio is almost non-existent in South Africa at the moment. So it just would have been cool to connect with people on a more public level when it comes to music instead of it being being super underground, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we are also a little bit underground radio, but we are not an internet radio. We also broadcast on the internet, but we also broadcast in Dresden in a normal radio. Yeah, and when we wait some months, it could happen that we could broadcast in whole Saxony. So, yeah, really cool. I also love this idea. And it really was a political fight against the power in this country, really. It was a hard fight to can broadcast in whole Saxony and not only in one city in Saxony.
Nice.
So, free radio, not commercial radio, not state radio. It's not the easy way to make radio. Free radio means citizen radio. Yeah. Free Citizen Radio.
Yeah, we've got another. They're actually down the road from where I stay, in my neighborhood. The radio station's called Bush Radio, and they're also independent radio, totally like community funded and everything. And they've actually also had us on a couple of times. They're really good people. So they're also online if anybody wants to check them out.
Yeah, you can say there are good radio stations in South Africa, no problem. But it's not allowed to make advertising here, commercial advertising.
Oh, wow, okay.
No, yeah. But social business is okay. So, good. Who would you like to be stuck in an elevator with for a weekend?
Wow, for a weekend, that's a long time. It would have to be somebody that, you know, I can get upset with, and then they won't be upset with me. did it have to be somebody famous, or was it just anybody?
It could be anybody.
Oh, then I've got to go with my girlfriend, Kyla.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's okay. What would you do if you were invisible for one day?
What would I do if I was invisible?
For one day, yeah?
Well, I guess the funnest thing would be to steal something. I'd just probably end up stealing a bunch of guitar gear.
Yeah, a good expensive instrument. Good.
That's what I do.
Good. Now I want to play two or more songs from you. It's called The Road and Oh. Could you tell me the next?
The Road. I don't know which one you picked. Oh, you just play. Are you just going through the
album? Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. I think the next one's called The Wreckage.
The Wreckage, yeah, Wreckage. I never could read this. Okay. So, would you say something about the songs, or should we play it?
I think I'll talk about them afterwards. Let's go through them.
Okay.
Fly!
So, what would you say about the last songs we've heard?
So those are both two tracks off of our record Unrest Eternal. It came out on a local label here in South Africa called Roasting Records. It's a friend of ours that runs it from his coffee shop here in Cape Town. His name is Vainsel. He puts out lots of different kinds of music, but usually all Cape Town artists or South African artists, anything from like electronic stuff to punk and metal. And he helped us put that out 2 years ago. And yeah, it was really cool. With that record, we got to do a European tour with our friends in another band called Prescription Death. They're from a town in Gävle, called Gävle in Sweden. We helped them out with a tour here in South Africa a couple of years ago, and then we decided to get together. That was a couple of months before the pandemic, and it was really cool. And yeah, that tour was awesome. We got to go through Sweden and Germany and bits of Czech Republic. And yeah, it's really cool. Most of the record, those two songs as well, are also kind of the whole of Unrest Eternal is kind of this idea of a future planet that's kind of in the process of dying. And, you know, it could be a metaphor for where we're going now, but it was more of the record is very prophetic in its nature. It's very kind of forward-looking. But most of the album's about that kind of stuff, I would say. That's the general theme of the album.
Okay. Huh. A little bit depressing. Okay, but the reality is so, no problem. Good.
It is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Could you make some advertisement about your band in African and next in English? In Afrikaans, sorry.
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, I want to listen to this language in my broadcast, because it's not really often that I have the chance to listen to.
Right, okay. Well, actually, say as iemand daar, but as al enige mense is wat Afrikaans verstaan, dit sal baie cool wees as julle vir ons tunes uitcheck online. Maar as jy dit nie, dan kan jy na Bandcamp toe gaan en vir die songs daar luister. Dit is peasant.bandcamp.com en stuur vir ons 'n message en sê vir ons hoe Kalkons is.
Thanks.
I was basically just saying, if anybody is out there and understands any Afrikaans, then they should check out our Bandcamp and tell us how bad we are.
So you can also say the Bandcamp address in English if you want.
Yeah. So a lot of Afrikaans is a very
similar to English.
It's a very new language. So there's the language. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think the language is only like just around 300 years old. So there are a lot of words that that actually don't really exist for a lot of other. You know, it's not so. There aren't many variables in Afrikaans. There are just it is just what it is. Like a lot of the language is made up kind of as we go along. And you know, unless you're someone that's kind of a very Afrikaans scholar or speaks it permanently all the time, then you're probably not going to speak 100% Afrikaans all the time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because you have not the modern vocabulary.
Yes.
There are some words missing.
Yes.
Modern words. Yes. And you take it from the English.
Yes, yeah, if you're lazy like me, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Afrikaans sounds a little bit like... So, now it happened again. So, I called Peter again and we start with a next song called Roots. Really nice song. Roots. It's called Roots. Yeah, it could happen that the line cuts because you are in Cape Town. It's live. It's a live broadcast. And I'm in Dresden. So yeah, between us, a lot of kilometers are.
I'm surprised it actually lasts so long. I guess it just cuts out after a while.
Yeah, it only happened 2 times.
Yeah.
Till now. Yeah, good. So we put fingers together that it will never happen again. So we don't have so much time because I have a broadcast without a band and I play my music, which is a little bit similar to your music. So if you want, you can listen 1 hour more. But it's in German the next next hour. Yeah.
That's fine. You just have to talk slowly.
Talk. For me, Afrikaans sounds a little bit like Dutch. Is it right or is it wrong?
Yes, no, that's correct. So in the 1800s, there were many Dutch settlers that came through. Those are our... ancestry, or where we come from, I guess. That's where Afrikaans comes from. It's mostly inspired by Dutch and
by English.
Yeah,
So yeah. It's the sound for me yeah, a little bit a mixture of old Dutch and old English.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's some. I think even some ideas or some of the words come from German. Some come from French. There's a lot of you know, it's a very kind of Anglo-based language.
Yeah, I also listen to some French words. Yeah, that's yeah. I asked you when we first talk with each other, and we don't know that we are on the line. You also speak some French words. Yeah, and it was Afrikaans. Okay, now I'll check it. Okay,
cool.
So I'm a little bit interested about this. So now.
Yes.
Back to the music, but your music is also about your culture. It's not so wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have not so much questions left. Do you have side projects or something in your band? Some member in your band have a side project?
At the moment, I would say because of the virus, a lot of our side projects have kind of gone quiet. But my brother Audrey does a lot of he does some crazy trap metal type stuff under a name called Red God. That's on SoundCloud if anybody wants to check that out. And I'm in another band called Da Beach Boys, which is like it's a very it's like a combination of like older hardcore punk and pop punk and a bunch of like different punk styles that we started it under the when we all went into lockdown in South Africa. We started that band and we just finished a new EP, so that should be out soon. But the rest of the guys, yeah, they're not really doing much else because it's been pretty quiet for us, you know.
Yeah, that's also what is interesting for me. What's about the pandemic in South Africa? I heard a lot of bad things about this, and also in the rest of the African continent. It's really, really fucked up because the rich countries all get the vaccine and the poor countries have to say, oh yeah, we are fucked, so
Yeah.
It's capitalism, baby.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's basically it.
You still have no vaccine in South Africa?
No, we do. We've had for quite a while. You know, it's difficult because I would say it was difficult to get a lot of them all in one go. So it wasn't our adoption rate for the vaccine has been very slow, just because it was quite difficult to get in the beginning. But people are also quite hesitant in South Africa. I think
it's about the education, or
yeah, I think it's a combination of that. And I think you know, South Africa is actually quite like it's quite conservative. You know, it's kind of very Christian. I would say that most of the country is just, I think it's about 50-50 at this point. You know, it's hard to say when so few people have actually done it, but a lot of young people have gotten vaccinated. Most of our healthcare workers have been vaccinated, which is a good sign. You know, I think we're going to get there. It's just going to take us a lot longer to get there than everybody else.
Yeah, because of God and the Christians. Hallelujah. God can fight Corona. Yeah. Your fantasy can fight Corona. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm also come. We have in Saxony, we have also one region called a Bible Belt, and that's where I come from. So you told me that South Africa or more regions in Africa who are really poor are really Christian, straight Christian people, and that's really fucked up for me. I don't like this. So
yeah,
because you have your own mind for thinking, not need a Bible, and it's depends on the life now we have, and not on a life that we maybe have or not after the death.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree. I think it's just sad that that so many people don't want to listen to, like, you know, all these people that work so hard in the healthcare profession. You know, they're out there trying to save people's lives, and they know better than all of us. So we should just give them the respect that they deserve, you know?
Yeah, I'm totally on your side. Also, for the personnel in the hospitals in Germany and Europe and all the world. So, yeah. Last question. With whom or which band and where want you to where do you want to appear? In which city have you always wanted to play?
Wow. I mean, there's so many. I would love to go to come to Germany again. I would
Dresden.
Love to play Japan. Yeah, we didn't play Dresden last time, so it would be really nice to come through.